This is Thin Martian at Geek and Roller, and with me right now is Ian Dodsworth from TweetDeck. Ian, could you tell me what the risks are of basing a business around Twitter?
Yeah, sure. I mean, so we're we're an application that takes in a Twitter feed and a Facebook feed and a LinkedIn feed, and allows you to segment it however you want at its most basic. I mean, the risks are kind of fairly obvious, as in, you know, you're a company based on another company. If they pull their API or if they change the terms of service of an API, then, you know, you're subject to their whims and you have to move with them. So somebody could see that as a risk. I mean, I don't personally see that as any greater a risk than it was on day one. And I think as long as you have investors that are the same, as long as you're able to, you know, move with it when the changes happen, then I think you're absolutely fine. I mean, from a TweetDeck point of view, what we've done extremely well, not wishing to sound too egotistical about it, what we have done very well is concentrate on a niche and provide a real value for Twitter users, but also for Twitter themselves. So that's not to say that we have any leverage, but it's to say that we are of value to Twitter. And they said as much, and they have said as much over the last few years. They reiterated that yesterday as well. So I think as long as you are, I mean, if you're trying to do a Zynga Facebook kind of leverage situation because you're based on their platform, then you're going to have to make them an awful lot of money. And that's where basic raw leverage comes from. Fine. Whereas we take a very different approach to that. And it's a very kind of relaxed, it's a very friendly, open approach. And that we want to service that particular niche, which for us is power users, and there are a lot of them, and make it so that no one else is doing it as well as we are. I mean, that's our territory. I think we blow everyone else away in that area, and you know, that's why we're not going to get turned off by Twitter. We're not doing anything wrong. We are helping them all the way.
Excellent. And just to bring this back around to Geek and Roller, having been down sort of like the startup road yourself, what advice would you give to any sort of budding entrepreneurs just beginning that journey themselves?
Well, I mean, I think the only real advice that I can give is obviously based on the TweetDeck experience, because that's been, you know, by far the most successful and also the most roller coaster ride of anything. And I mean, I think the really important thing is obviously. And it's a cliche, but it is to actually just build it and do it and not really think about it too much. If you can, I mean, everyone has wonderful ideas, and it's, you know, a fraction of a percentage of people actually build it. And, you know, I built a prototype that was very poorly built, but really showed off the point that I was trying to get across, and that got traction. So without even doing that, you know, we'd be nowhere. And it's kind of basic advice. I suppose it's kind of obvious, but it is the most important thing. There's so much advice out there about how you should run your business and what you should do to get investment and all this kind of thing, and it's kind of okay. But at the end of the day, you know, you need to have a passion, and if you haven't even built the product or got it built by someone who shares that passion, I don't see how you're going to keep doing this when it gets difficult. Because there's some very low lows and some very high highs.
Ian, thank you very much.